T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I want to welcome, now, is your first name, is it Tanya?
Yes.
All right. I'm fascinated by unique spellings of names, and I was looking at yours. I just been calling you Tanya in my head, and then I realized that there's an N on the end of the name, and I'm like, oh, God, that throws everything off. It's Tanya.
Yeah,
Tanya.
It turns it all around, Tanya.
Oh, man. All right. Tanya, how often did you get things as a kid with your name on it? What's that, zero? Like my wife?
Never. Yeah, never.
My wife.
Not a single time.
Tell me this real quick before we get into why you're on the phone. Are you the type of person when people mispronounce your name, you correct them, or you just get to the point where you throw your hands up, you don't care what they call you?
It depends. If I know you well,
okay.
I'm correcting you. If it's the first time I met you, I'll let it slide.
So if you're at a restaurant when we eventually get back there and they go, Tanyan, table,
yeah.
You just let it go?
No problem.
Yeah, my wife's the same way. She's Marissa. It's Marissa with one S, and no one ever gets it right. All right. Good morning. It's nice talking to you.
Hi.
Thank you for taking some time. You are, tell me, for anyone who doesn't know, the Masked Bandits, how'd this start? What are you doing? I mean, I mentioned before you've been delivering masks that your group has been making to essential workers throughout Northeast PA, but tell me more. Tell me more about the Masked Bandits.
Sure. So there's a lovely woman named Mary Ann that called me from Clark Summit. She was calling the Lackawanna County Medical Society. She was interested in learning about making masks for hospitals for doctors. After her call, or while speaking to her, I said, you know, this would be something great if we can get the whole community involved. Let me give you a call back. I'm going to try and round up some information and see how we can make this a community project. And literally within 24 hours, we had it out on Facebook. We were sending out press releases and getting responses instantaneously.
How long ago was this?
A little over 2 weeks. 2 weeks and three days.
Wow, that's it. And you've already distributed how many masks?
Almost 700.
Almost 700 masks. And who's actually doing the sewing on these? Is it not just Mary Ann, is it? Can't be.
No, gosh, no. She's done quite a bit, but she definitely can't manage that sort of robust response. So we have individuals in Lackawanna and Luzerne County that are making the masks. I've even received masks in the mail from Hilton Head, a woman that's originally from the area and wanted to send masks to help. But they're dropping out locations across Lackawanna and Luzerne, and then we have drivers pick them up. They're taken to Tuxedos by Sarno and washed and redistributed.
Yeah, that's incredible. I'm just looking down here. I had a Sister Anne from Friends of the Poor on this morning.
Yeah.
And we had to wrap it up quickly because they have their event today, their Easter basket food donation giveaway, the Easter basket food giveaway going on till 5. We had to get off the phone quickly because there was trucks, beep, beep, all the backing up noises, and I didn't want her to get hurt. But
they're busy.
You have dropped off masks for the people over Friends of the Poor?
Yes, we've given to Friends of the Poor. We've given to the Al Beach Westside Food Pantry, the Gino Murley's Veterans Home. I think 3 different nursing homes in both counties, to home health care professionals. We had masks that went down to the hospital in Hazleton last week, and there'll be masks going to them again this week, as well as Wilkes-Barre General, Moses Taylor. So, yeah, the response and need is pretty great.
You said this all came together in 2 weeks. A guy I went to high school with, and I may even try to connect you guys, because right now your masks are just cloth masks, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm sure if you're like me, because I wear a bandana out the other day and I had people sending me messages on Facebook, you didn't realize you're an idiot because it doesn't do anything. You're like, oh, come on. Look, you probably have seen that, right?
Of course.
Okay, so there's the negative folks out there. So a guy I went to high school with, his daughter had a school project, like an online school project, to create a business idea. And she said, this is like about 2-3 weeks ago, masks.
Right.
So her and her father started to look into this thing. And he found these filters, and he's been making these masks and he's been selling them to people who need them, but they just rented a space to ramp up production. So this is something that's happening all across the country. This school project 3 weeks ago has turned into a small business opportunity for this guy to...
Oh, definitely.
And these are
especially now that individuals are looking for masks, I would imagine that they're going to blossom very quickly.
But I wonder if I could even connect the two of you. Maybe there's a way you could, help to even up the quality beyond that for the naysayers out there. Not that you need to do anything better. I think you're doing a great job.
Right.
But I'm just connecting the dots, hearing the similarities in the two stories here. Why are they calling you guys why are they calling your group the Mask Bandits?
It was the name that we came up with, basically. When I started putting together the project and figuring out, how we're going to facilitate it, I realized, wouldn't it be nice if we had a name, right? Not just the Lackawanna Luzerne County Medical Society's doing XYZ, because that's a little mouthy. So the Mask Bandits came up and we ran with it.
You guys are 100% volunteer. And
100%.
Are you still looking for volunteers?
Definitely. We definitely need more sewers, because one thing that I'm realizing is when we started this, I think we were thinking healthcare providers, right?
Yeah.
But since then, I've gotten requests from supermarkets and pharmacists and all these other places that didn't initially come to mind, but they're all essential workers and they still need masks.
That's cool.
So sewers, yes.
I saw your press release here looking for fabric donations from local businesses. So you're not looking for like old T-shirts and stuff. You're not looking for stuff like that, correct?
We would prefer unused fabric, just because then we know that it's still sturdy and that it'll have a tight weave still, and it will stand up to multiple uses. So for now, we're using unused fabric and scraps. People have lots of fabric scraps. We'll use those as well.
Do you have... Well, that's actually a great idea, because I don't know much about making any sort of anything out of masks. I'm sorry, anything out of cloth. But I know you cut off pieces you don't need and there's extra masks. You can make masks out of the scraps. That's a great idea.
Exactly.
Is it the same email address for people who want to offer their services to volunteer as it is for people who are in need of masks and want to see if they can get on the list to get some?
Definitely. That's the info@lizlackmedsoc.org, and I can spell that out later. People do message me on Facebook as well. It's easier to email me, because then I can just drop that information into a spreadsheet.
Okay, and I'll read it here, because your phone's cutting out just a teeny tiny bit. I want to make sure everyone gets this.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's nothing you did, and it's not bad at all. It's every once in a while, and I don't want to miss something here, because then we got to start back at the beginning, and it gets confusing. I'm just trying to help here. Info, it's info at LuzLackMedSoc.org. info@LuzLackMedSoc, which is for what society, correct?
Correct.
info@LuzLackMedSoc.org. I'll make sure when I'll put this interview, right now some people might be hearing it on our website, I'll put the interview up there in social media and share the email address for people to, if you want to volunteer, that's great. I wish I could help. I can't sew. You don't want me involved. I'll help out by staying out of the way.
We can all do our part in our own little way.
Yeah, I'll stay out of the way. That's probably the best way I can help. I appreciate taking the time this morning. Keep doing what you're doing. And
no problem.
And when things get back to normal, I'd love to hear what you do with your everyday when you're not making masks during a pandemic. So
thank you.
Tanya, the executive director of Lackawanna and Luzerne County Medical Societies. Again, info@LuzLackMedSoc.org. No one got that, but I'll put it on the website, I promise.
Thank you.
Hey, great talking to you. Keep up the good work and thank all the people involved.
All right. Stay well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.